Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting second. The right fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Orlando Cepeda. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tito Fuentes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Byron Brown. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. And now, play ball. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hans. Lanier moves to second. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is called out on strikes. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCovey moves to third. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Cepeda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña strikes out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Brown steals second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert is called out on strikes. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball towards left. Cepeda settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Cepeda. Altman moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altman scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Giants. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Haller for a passed ball. Williams moves to third. Santo moves to second. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. Haller is called out on strikes. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hundley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0 for 1 in the game. Marichal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0 for 1 in the game. Hans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. McCovey bunts towards the mound. Hans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Marichal covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cepeda strikes out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 2 in the game. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuentes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum now playing left field. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marichal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 3 in the game. Alou bunts towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Lanier moves to second. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. McCovey hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Lanier scores. Mays moves to third. It's 5-1, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Roberto Peña. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wes Covington pinch hits for Bill Hans. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart now playing shortstop. Billy Heft now pitching. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 3 in the game. Haller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 3 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a line drive towards short. Fuentes catches it and throws to first to double up Williams. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Marichal strikes out. 1 out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-3 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks is called out on strikes. 1 out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Giants. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart strikes out. 2 outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.